الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in his kalam, he said, وَعَتَسِّمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hold to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together and do not divide. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, do not divide. Allah did not say وَلَا تَخْتَلِفُوا, Allah did not say do not disagree, do not have a difference of opinion. I think it's very important for us to examine the meaning of unity. We all like to say and talk about this, and we say that the biggest problem of the Ummah is that we are disunited and so on. We all hear this all the time. So what is the meaning of unity? We are disunited, yes, that is true, but what is the meaning of unity? In a satirical way, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh used to say ke kuch log samajhte hain ke ittefaq e raaye ke maane meri raaye se ittefaq kijiye, muttafaqun alayh ke maane ke meri raaye se ittefaq kijiye, aur meri raaye se ittefaq nahi kiya to phir aap mere dushman hain. So he used to say that some people think that consensus means you agree with me, and if you don't agree with me, you are my enemy. And this is a very big problem, especially among Muslims. Or I should actually say only among Muslims. Hum ikhtilaf raaye ko mukhalifat samajhte hain. We consider difference of opinion to be opposition, to be enmity. So therefore, there is no tolerance for a different opinion. We forget that sami'na wa ata'na applies only to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to nothing else. Even with Rasulullah, Sahaba differed even with the Prophet. I have given you many examples before when we talked about Adab al-Ikhtilaf, about how the Sahaba differed with each other in matters even of Ibadah. So there is nothing more important in Islam than that. But they also differed with Nabi. One of the most famous incidents which we all know is the incident of Badr, where one of the Sahaba, when Nabi said we should camp here, one of the Sahaba, he said, Ya Rasulullah, is this Wahi? Because I have a different opinion. And Nabi said, what is your opinion? He said, we should not camp here, we should camp further, because then the water is in our control. Nabi said, very good, let us do that. So even there, people differed. Now what is the meaning of this and what is the benefit of this? Today, one of the single biggest differentiators between the West and us, meaning Muslims and the West, and I have lived and I still live in the West, and I consult in the West, so I know this from a personal perspective. And the single biggest difference is that not only do they accept difference of opinion, they encourage difference of opinion. There is a whole body of knowledge called worst case analysis, worst case scenario analysis. And the whole body of knowledge is based on this principle that what we are doing now. So people, there is a problem, we have to solve it, here is our way we should solve it. And then they say, what if we are wrong? What if all that we are saying, what if this is wrong? I had a manager in GE, not my direct, because I never worked directly in GE, I have a consultant there. But one of the top managers, he used to say, if there are two people and they both agree on something, then one is not required. Can you believe it? He said, if there are two people and they both agree on something, then one is not required. He said, if both of you are agreeing on something, it means one of two things. Either you have not applied your brain, then why are you agreeing? Or you are agreeing after a complete detailed breakdown analysis, which I want to see. Show me, where have you disagreed? Why have you agreed to something? Now this is a very big issue, because today we are living in a world where we enforce this, and that's the reason why one of the, again, very negative differentiators of Muslim organizations is the lack of youth in top management. Because we throttle them at birth. The moment they disagree, khalas, cut the throat, so no more sound comes out. Because this is our interpretation. If you disagree, then you are my enemy. So you do ghibat about the person, you malign the person, you slander the person, alhamdulillah, no problem, give all your good deeds, who cares? That is very nice. But the point is that that is the reason why there is no unity. Not because of anything. There is no unity because our definition of unity is you have to agree with me on everything. This is our definition of unity. This is not even the Islamic definition of unity. It's a very interesting thing. In the time of Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, when all the philosopher of the West and especially the Greeks were being dealt with, they developed an entire body of science on the issue of differentiating, on the issue of difference of opinion. Complete whole body of science was developed at the time of Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, which dealt with how to argue, how to differ in opinion, and what to do. Now, the sign of intelligence is that when we differ in a matter, we differ on the matter of principle. We don't attack the individual. Attacking the individual is absolutely abysmal. There's no sense in that. I mean, if Saeed disagrees with you on something, and I say, "Aap toh ghade hai." घदे है तो भी सही बात बोल रहा ना. The point is, आप घदे है या इंसान है इसका क्या था वहाँ पे, where is the question of that? You are differing with me on a particular issue, so I must stick to the issue. This particular issue, this is your opinion, this is my opinion, this is how my opinion I believe is more correct. But if I attack you directly, how does it matter? How does it solve the problem? But this is the Muslim way. The Muslim way is attack the individual. आप घदे है, घदे को दूसरा घदा पहचानता. How else? How do you know? So the whole point is that this is what is creating so much of chaos in this Ummah. In two ways. One is, it deliberately blinds us to the faults or to the weaknesses of our argument or our position. And believe me, that is suicide. It is complete suicide. Because nobody is getting wahi. Let us be very, very clear. You can be the greatest alim in the world, you are still not getting wahi. If you think you are getting wahi, then you are a murtad as far as Islam is concerned. Right? So the issue is that if you are not getting wahi, even the one who was getting wahi was ordered by the one who sent the wahi to make shura. Quran ki ayat hai, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even the one who was getting wahi was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make shura with your companions. So what about you and me? So the first thing that happens when you close the doors of disagreement is that you separate people, you alienate people. Number two, it closes you to your own biggest potential disasters. It closes the doors. It makes you vulnerable to collapse. And we see this over and over and over. Because you have not dealt with, just because you want to shut your eyes to a problem doesn't mean the problem is not there. I'll give you two very famous examples. The problem is nobody reads. The Bay of Pigs disaster. One of the greatest calamities in American diplomacy at the time of President Kennedy. What is called the Cuban nuclear crisis. Why did it happen? Because of something which is called groupthink. In our language, we don't even have a term for this. Because we don't do it. Right? You make sure you cut off the head of somebody who disagrees with you. So where is the question of groupthink? But this is the strength of the Western civilization, that they encourage dissent. And that is why they are strong. So the point is that groupthink, there were two people in President Kennedy's cabinet who disagreed with what was happening. But they were forced to agree. The result was one of the greatest diplomatic disasters in American history. The second one was the crash of Apollo 13. Once again, there was one or two people who had issues with some of the design faults in the rocket. But they kept quiet. They agreed with the public opinion which was going on. Result was, lives were lost and millions of dollars down the drain. That entire Apollo 13 crash and disaster which took place was because of. Now, how did they know that? Because after that, they analyzed the entire issue. How did this happen? How come nobody thought of the opposite side? They said, no. Here was two people. They thought of the opposite side. Then they asked them, why did you keep quiet? They said, there was this huge pressure How can we speak against the president? What will happen? Everybody is agreeing. If I say I will be isolated, then I will be the one bad person in the whole place. No, I can't do that. Not everybody has courage. So the person says, all right, let me keep quiet. What was the result? Everybody lost. Lives were lost, millions of dollars lost, diplomatic egg on the face, and so on. All because of discouraging of dissent. And that's why it's very, very, it's a very big issue, and it's in GE especially, and GE is known as one of the companies which, they say, what is the product of GE? They say, the product of GE is leaders. It's not engineering products, it's leaders. And it is one of the factors which is taken into account at the time of top management promotions. How does this person disagree? People who do not disagree do not get promoted. Exact opposite of our organizations. Here people who disagree do not get promoted. And that's why if you read Islamic history, right from the beginning, it is characterized by sons killing fathers. Why? It's characterized by coups. It is characterized by the younger generation, going off for a... You see, why all this? Because there is no legitimate way of disagreeing and remaining within the organization, of being respected because you have a different opinion. So you have the only other choice is leave, in whichever way. If you're going to discourage the person from disagreeing, you first of all, you are committing suicide. And second one is then you are forcing the other person to get out, which they will do. How long will anyone take a beating? They won't. They say, Assalamu alaikum, goodbye, you know, I don't want to talk to you. That is a very big issue, and that is the reason why I am saying we need to understand the meaning of unity. I want to close with one very beautiful story, a true story, which happened in Lucknow at the Tabligh Ijtema. At the time when Inamul Hasan, Mufti Inamul Hasan Rahmatullahi Alayhi was the Amir, he used to be called Hazrat Ji. So he was there, big Ijtema in Lucknow, and the head of the Shia people, he came to the Tabligh Ijtema. So obviously the Tabligh brother was very surprised, what is this man doing here? So he came, they said, people are polite and nice and so on. So they asked him, can we help you? He said, yes, I want to meet Maulana Mufti Inamul Hasan sir. So they took him. So he came, he said, Hazrat, I'll translate into English also for this, but Urdu mein bolta main. So bole ke main aapka waqt nahi zaya karna chahta, main sirf ek sawal karne ke liye aaya. To jawab aap dijiye. To kaha, kya sawal hai? तो कहा कि ये बताइए कि हुजूर अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की जो हदीस है कि ये उम्मत के 73 फ़िरक़े बनेंगे, उसमें से एक जन्नत में जाएगा, बाकी सब जहन्नम में जाएंगे, हदीस सही है? तो मुफ्ती साहब ने कहा, हाँ बिल्कुल सही है। तो कहा, ये बताइए कौन सा फ़िरक़ा है जो जन्नत में जाएगा? 73 में से 72 जहन्नम में जाएंगे, जहन्नम में कौन जाएगा? नाउ द हदीस इटसेल्फ हैज़ द आंसर। नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड द वन हु फॉलोज़ माय सुन्नत। But see the answer of Mufti Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Ali. So he asked him, kaun jannat mein jayega? To Mufti sahab ne kaha, jo firqa baaki 72 ko jannat mein le jane ki fikr karega, wo jannat mein jayega. See the beauty of this. He asked him, the hadith of Rasulullah sallam to say that this ummah will be divided into 73 sects, 72 will go into Jahannam, one will go into Jannah. He said, which is that sect? And we know the hadith has the answer also. But see the answer of Mufti Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Ali. He said that sect which worries about how to take the other 72 into Jannah will go into Jannah. He didn't say the sect which sends everybody into Jannah. Today this is our job. Our job is to send everyone else into Jahannam. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. This is the beauty of the ulama, of the ulama ul haqq who have tarbiyah and who understand this deen the way it is supposed to be understood. Bring people together, bring hearts together, not divide people. And that's the meaning of unity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to work like that and to be together and to encourage dissent and to benefit from it, inshaAllah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.